Hi, folks. Mike the ref here. Just got home from the PWA show at the Northgate Lions Senior Center. Normally, quick calls here will start with the whistle and the jingle, but I'm going to hold those off here for a couple minutes here. I want to have a special dedication and a special thank you due to the nature of what day it is today. First of all, I want to send a big thank you out to Shauna Forsyth, a woman with such a big heart. She was fixing some stuff up at her apartment or her house, and she found this article, this newspaper article that she had kept for a long time and thought that I would really like to have it, and I do. And I really do appreciate her giving it to me today, ironically, of all days. This newspaper article covers the person I want to dedicate this podcast to tonight. 16 years ago today, we lost a truly good family man, as well as WWE, WWF superstar, Canadian wrestling superstar, international wrestling superstar, Owen Hart. Died in a tragic rigging accident at a WWF show in Kansas City, Missouri. This death really hit me hard when it happened. It's hard to put into words why exactly, and I don't really want to go into it because that's not the point here, folks. I feel very important that we honor Owen Hart and his memory. I know that I'm sure the rest of the podcast group would agree with me on that, so. Owen Hart was truly a family man to his kids and one of the best performers that has ever come out of Canada, period. There is no doubt in my mind, and no doubt in a lot of people's minds, that Owen Hart would have been the WWF champion given the time if he would have been placed in a prop, basically, if he would have stayed alive longer. So, but with that, the other big thing about Owen Hart is the fact that he was such a great family man, and it just reminds me back of why I do this podcast, and it's to be around good people. I consider the people that I work with on this podcast to be family to me. Andre, Brian, Ryan, Amanda. You're going to hear them all come up here. Luke, who just came out of bypass surgery, and God bless his soul, he is in great shape, and I am very thankful for that. Sorry, I don't want to keep on my depressing tone here, but I want to dedicate this podcast to the memory of Owen Hart because he was such a great family person, and this has such a great sense of family in this podcast. So, but with that, we're going to take a moment of silence here for Owen Hart, and then we will have the quick calls episode from the PWA show at the Northgate Lions Senior Center. So that'll be coming up in just a moment, folks.
It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hi, folks. It's Mike the Ref here at the Northgate Lions Senior Center. And yeah, it was a hell of a show here tonight with PWA here. And we got a full roundtable here, folks, so I got to get through this quick here. We got the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Hello, people.
Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
How's it going?
And straight out of surgery and dedicated to the cause, Luke St. Van Nielsen.
Hey, how are you doing?
And of course, MRB 1.5, Ryan Passmore.
Hello, folks.
And actually, for tonight, we're going to promote him to 1.1. So Andre could be 1.9.
I don't know.
No, 1.1 is better. Yes,
I'm more of a fan.
Closer to one.
Yeah,
closer to one.
Yeah.
And we also have an introduction of a very special guest here. And I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Oh, I'm the real queen of Edmonton independent wrestling. That's all I need to say.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And yes, folks, we do have a woman on this podcast. I know it's hard to believe, but yes. All right, so we had a hell of a show here tonight. What were you guys' highlights of the night?
My highlight was the Battle Royal. That was awesome. MRB match was great. Actually, the whole card was fantastic.
Have to say, Battle Royal was really good. It was just funny to see they had a dip in the ring, so they had to work around a big hole in the ring. And probably MRB's match, too. As always, I'm always a big fan of him.
Yep, yeah, for sure. MRB, as usual, put on a great performance. And the introduction of a new character was something that came out of left field. And the fact that he won in the end there also came across as a surprise.
My favorite thing is always going to be MRB, but I always love seeing Colton and Brett, too. The Royal Rumble was pretty cool to see. I like that they did it. Or the Battle Royal was cool to see it. I like that they did it Royal Rumble style with the countdown and everything. Got everyone involved. And then the ring collapsing was, I think it was a highlight, too, seeing Richie under there propping it up with his legs. I liked it.
The Battle Royal, by far, I have to give props to Colton because he has the best ring music. But MRB, by far.
And, folks, for me, while this card was absolutely spectacular, one of the highlights was at the end of the card where we found out the big announcement. NXT WWE signed contract star Samoa Joe will be taking on potential Tough Enough participant Michael Richard Blaze. That's on July 4th. And guys, your overall thoughts on Joe and Mikey?
Oh, that match is going to be fantastic. I can't wait for it. If it's anything like him and Christopher Daniels last year, or him and any other guys he's fought over the last few years, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great.
Honestly, that would be match of the night, number one for me. But the only thing I'm thinking about is if MRB actually gets on Tough Enough, he won't be there. Simple as that. If he goes Tough Enough, that starts June 23rd.
Hey, two guys that have very hard kicks there, and both in the same match. Yeah, I'm going to mark it July 4th down to my calendar.
They could have gone a bunch of different ways with it. We tossed around having Joe versus Morgan or Joe versus Kelly, but MRB was the way to go. We've seen him against Daniels. It'll be a lot of fun to see against Samoa Joe. It's going to be a hard-hitting, high-flying affair.
No one will put on a better match than MRB with Samoa Joe, so he was the right choice.
Match of the year.
Yeah, definitely. This is going to be match of the year coming up, folks. If you don't have your tickets yet, please get them. Contact the PWA office, or else contact one of us. We'll get in touch with them for you. Anything to get you in that theater for this. The rec center is going to be absolutely awesome. But guys, any other thoughts? And girls, sorry, I have to preclude that here. Any other thoughts about the show tonight?
Overall, fantastic show. Great to see. Had a new wrestler debut. Mysterious guy. We don't know who he is. We think we do, but it was fun, though. We all think we know who it is. So, but it was still a great show.
Yeah, that mysterious Mephisto now in the main event at Night of Champions. Well, I'm pretty sure I know who it is. But overall, great show. Can't stress enough, ladies and gentlemen. Support indie wrestling wherever you are.
Well, I almost had to miss tonight's show because of surgery there, but my condition ended up doing a complete 180, and I can certainly say that I'm glad that I ended up catching this one.
I'm surprised this quote unquote new character didn't come out as Nightmare Number Two, but it was a lot of fun. I think every show's kind of gotten a little over the past maybe 6 months. Every show's got a little bit better. Every show, there's been a bigger crowd at every show. The crowd's been more into it. It's been a hotter crowd. Everything keeps growing, and it's just building to July 4th. It's going to be a blast.
As a token female of the podcast, I feel like these guys do an awesome job promoting you guys coming out to independent wrestling. But from a woman's point of view, it's amazing to be here and be part of the crowd and see all the athleticism, and the guys aren't bad to look at either. So come on, watch.
And folks, she's not talking about me. Let's just clarify that right there. My thoughts, I'm going to give them out on the Bone Call show this week because, frankly, we got five opinions here already, and we want to tighten this up here a little bit for you guys. But it was absolutely a phenomenal show, and it's coming up to the main show up on July 4th. Get a hold of us. Get contacts. And just remember, upcoming in this upcoming month, we are dedicating both the Blown Call and Wrestling Clarity to a PWA-based theme where we're going to be talking. My show this upcoming Wednesday is going to be talking about the art of the deal. when we're talking about the special guest for the PWA show, Samoa Joe, and his very unique contract with the WWE right now. But with that, I'm going to wrap this up here because Andre's giving me baseball signals, and I'm about ready to give him a baseball signal like a pissed off baseball manager, just kick him in the nuts or something. But anyway, if you just remember, this is the Northgate Lions Senior Center. This is PWA, and remember that if you're going to have a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.